Adrift or Anchor, a poetry prompt by Karen Fendick. I've always loved water, being near it, in it, on it. The sound of the waves, sometimes a whisper, sometimes a roar, would call to me. There was something fresh, something wild waiting, a new adventure. It felt like freedom. These days, there is more fear, more uncertainty. Sparkling waters can change to a sea of tears. Waves of pain, weariness, and discomfort wash over without warning. It takes courage now to let go, to release control, spread wide open aching arms and legs, and float, lifted and carried by the water, weightless. How can we shift what fear infiltrated back into calm again? Can we find joy in the drifting, peace on the waves? Can we accept what the philosopher Blaise Pascal said? Quote, "We sail within a vast sphere, ever drifting in uncertainty, driven from end to end. When we think to attach ourselves to any point and fasten to it, it wavers and leaves us. And if we follow it, it eludes our grasp, slips past us, and vanishes forever. Nothing stays for us." Unquote. We are ever drifting. Anything we try to hold to slips between our fingers. In the natural world, this is true indeed. But we have a hope. We have an anchor. We have arms to lean into as we drift. In the Message version of the Bible, Hebrews 6:19 tells us, quote, "We who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past all appearances right to the very presence of God, where Jesus, running on ahead of us, has taken up his permanent post as high priest for us in the order of Melchizedek." Unquote. Or to quote the Amplified Version, quote, "This hope, this confident assurance we have as an anchor of the soul, it cannot slip and it cannot break down under whatever pressure bears upon it. A safe and steadfast hope that enters within the veil of the heavenly temple, that most holy place in which the very presence of God dwells." Unquote. This month, I'm giving you two choices to prompt your words: adrift or anchor. You can choose one prompt or both, writing one poem or two poems, or blending two into one, as I did in the poem that follows. Don't rush the process. Allow the words like waves to wash over you, finding an order of their own. Please feel free to share them with us. Here are some questions to begin a creative drift in your mind. Write down any words that come to mind as you ponder the words adrift and anchor. What does drifting feel like? Free or frightening? Imagine opening up every clenched part of your body. How would you describe the feeling of being carried? Do you have something that anchors you? What does it look like, sound like, feel like? What color is fear? What color is safety? Dropping Anchor by Karen Fendick. So much time adrift, leaves my heart breathless. In the least predictable of winds, sails shape-shifting, losing ground, dizzy. I have an anchor held close and tight, my rock, strength, all that is solid and safe, but useless in my hand. I must let it go, release the full weight of it, so it may sink deep and hold in all that is true, all that is you. Here's a little bit about me. Karen is a handmaiden of the Lord, saved by grace, a worshiper, a poet, a broken heart, a lover of words, hungry for truth, amazed by love, on the potter's wheel, his work in progress. After 5 years in Africa, Karen and her beloved husband of 20 years, Rick, are back in rural Canada, where chronic pain drives her to the feet of Jesus. She is powered by prayer, love, and many cups of strong coffee. She is the author of From Ashes to Glory, A Psalm a Day.